When you see Ashbury Heinl back and starting off so well, do you think, I mean, it's hard enough for us to understand what it is to be here for 13 years. Schuberbub was here for 13 years. But to come back and do that 172 laps on his first day, how do we understand that? How do you?
Terve. No niin. Hyvä.
Do you think people can understand what he did?
No.
What he does?
No. No. No.
No, no, and no.
No, actually, yeah, if you think that, I mean, like the whole race, this, you tell the 3,100-mile race, and somebody says that, oh, and then you see that it takes a while when they start to think that, did she say right, like, or did she say, it can't be true. It takes like a little time, it goes into your head, only that number. And then that some people are really doing this and taking the challenge. We can't understand. No, we can't understand. Somebody can come here like see they are walking or they are jogging or they are running and see, oh, it looks very nice. It's a lap like not so long and everything looks like very. Okay, but if you do it 18 hours a day for over 40 days to 52 days, then you start to really understand that. I mean, it's like a couple of marathons a day, continuously, all these days through. No, you can't understand.
When you're here, not just on your birthday, but when you're here, you'll be going back in a week or so, or a few days?
I'm going back on Monday, like in a few days. Mm.
But when you are here, I mean, so many people have different kinds of experiences just being here, but of course you come and help. What do you feel for you when you're here? I mean, once you stop thinking about what they're trying to do, is there an experience that happens to you being here?
It's difficult to say, like, experience. It's something what you love to see people. I love running. Not so much myself. Not so much myself, really. But I love to see runners and running. And this is something really, really significant. So it's... I don't know. It's you know yourself. You are here every day, so you get like a flow. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like self-transcendence flow, whatever you call it. It's something which is ever-changing, like ever-changing in the world, in the universe, whatever how you ever think. But this is so concrete. This is really something you can almost like touch and you see it really happens. It's not only that somebody talks like in theory and you could actually perhaps do it. This is something which is really happening here and now and you can be part of it. That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.